Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So this one is short and sweet, DZ, but involves telling someone to get off the machine already.
Oh, no. Don't say this is going where I think it's going.
It's going where you think it's going.
Okay.
It's all short right. And sweet, though. It's like less than a paragraph, this one. It says, Hi, Allie and DZ. Yesterday at the gym, I was on the treadmill, and I noticed a woman on a particular machine, so I kept an eye on her because I wanted to use it.
What machine?
It doesn't say. I know. Now I want to know. Well, like, was it weight?
I'm trying to visualize
like,
it.
Yeah.
Was it the Stairmaster?
I don't know.
What's going on?
So it says, I was on the treadmill for 45 minutes!
Cap.
Exclamation point.
Cap. Nobody does 45 minutes on
no.
the treadmill, but
you,
okay.
You're walking it down, too, if you were. Let me tell you. Nobody does that, because that's boring as hell. Unless there's a TV connected.
Okay, we're projecting. We don't do 45 minutes
you're
on
right.
no treadmill.
We are projecting. In fact, no. If there's no TV connected, I'm out.
I might do 4-5 minutes.
It says, I was on the treadmill for 45 minutes, and she was still there,
okay. Camping
out as if it was her own personal gym. And who knows how long she had already been there. She literally could have been there for an hour. So I told her, with my perimenopausal self, that means they're in their early 40s.
Okay. I was like, what does that mean?
Sorry that nobody understands that, but older women. So I told her, with my peri, it means premenopausal.
Oh.
So early 40s.
Why not say premenopausal?
They call it peri. I don't know why. Don't ask. They perimenopausal, whatever.
Word.
I told her, with my perimenopausal self, to get off. I wanted to use it. Am I the jerk? ?
Oh, that's rough.
Okay. So first of all, I don't even... What's her name? Her name is...
Perimenopausal. Perimenopausal
no.
Penny.
No, I'm not doing that to her. No. No, we let the woman live. She's already going through hot flashes. Let the woman live.
Holly. What? Tell me that's not good.
All right, hot flash Holly. Okay, so Holly told somebody at the gym, and I was thinking about this because a lot of people go to the gym. A lot of people don't go to the gym. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
fair.
But everyone can relate to needing something in a public space and waiting. And I've seen
the get out of my way mentality of like, okay, I've been waiting for you for long enough. Excuse me.
I saw this guy one day at the gym. I almost, there was this really hot guy at the gym one day, by the way. And I was eyeing him up, and then I saw him go over and ask a woman to get off a machine, and it irritated me because it wasn't necessary. Like, there were plenty of other machines to use, and I could see her get mad. So she went, and she got off, and I watched this guy camp out on the machine like it was his, and I thought, you asked somebody to get off a machine so you could sit there and screw around for four? And I was like,
sit there on your phone between sets, not get
up? I was like, he's not hot anymore. You were hot until I saw that.
Yeah.
You
It'd
just got
like
real
that.
Ugly, icky guy.
See, but then you're also in a shared space, so you got to figure out a way to like
respect.
Work in, rotate. I'm not saying that you can't be on a machine for over an hour, because I don't know your circuit. I don't know what you're training. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're only
That's
doing
true.
Delts that day.
True.
Sit on a tricep machine for all I care.
Yeah.
But do you mind if I work in with you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a set in, right? Because if there's no other option and that's the one sole machine that does that exercise or works that muscle group or whatever,
yeah.
You got to allow people to get up on that with you.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I want to know what happened when she told him to get off.
Like, I know.
What did the girl do? You didn't give me any details, Holly. Like, did she get off? Did she roll her? I'm sure the girl left because it's so awkward when somebody says, can you leave? You can't process. You're not going to go, no.
It would have been a longer right had the person said anything back. The person clearly got up and dipped.
Yeah, I think.
Because otherwise, had the person responded back, there would have been more back and forth.
It is weird, though. I will say this. Have you ever seen the people? See, now I'm being judgmental at the gym, but I don't care. The people that carry backpacks. And literally, there are people that mount up at machines mm-hmm. like they own them. And I'm like, okay, you can rotate. Come on.
Those are the cats
I'll
that
give
bring
you 30 minutes, but you can keep it moving now.
They bring the 72-ounce water jug and they bring a notepad because they literally live at the gym. Those are the people that are body sculptors,
yeah,
bodybuilders.
That's their job.
No, some people make money off of just making themselves as fit as possible.
How do we do that?
Well, so we just got to go to the gym.
No, I want to eat. I'd rather eat. Anyway.
Yo, but. All that being said, yeah. in this scenario with you, Hot Flash Holly, I do think she's being jerky.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely do.
No,
yeah.
Stop it.
You don't have the common courtesy to ask. You demand somebody to get off. Now you're taking ownership of that machine.
Take a social cue and get off the machine.
I mean, rotate
this is social
in.
Skills
they're
101.
Both jerks.
No,
yep.
Holly's not the jerk.
Yes,
the other
is.
Girl's a jerk for being on the machine for too long.
I said what I said.
She says she was on the treadmill for 45 minutes and she was still there camping out as if it was her own personal gym. She says, who knows how long she had already been there. So then what's the limit, I guess?
Who knows who was waiting for the treadmill,
well,
Holly. Maybe somebody was waiting on you, and you were sitting there for 45 minutes camping.
Oh, now it's
A chain of...
It's a butterfly effect.
The butterfly domino effect. Maybe she was waiting for a different machine.
Thank you, domino
and
effect.
That person didn't get off, so she was on that, you know, abductor machine for an hour. And then you're on the treadmill for 45. Somebody's on the Stairmaster for 45. And now the next person's doing bicep curls for an hour because they're all waiting on you.
You're not wrong. All right. See, don't bring me around. No, she's not the jerk.
Listen to my words, Allie.
DZ. Be quiet. You're not. She's not the jerk. No, she's not.
She caused the domino effect.
Okay, let's see. People are triggered on the text line. Not the jerk. My legs are jelly. I'm hot. It's been 45 minutes. This is my last exercise before I leave. I'm on a schedule. Move! Somebody texted that in.
I'm just being antagonistic. I was going to say, didn't make you stay on the treadmill for 45 minutes.
Oh,
you chose
gosh.
That.
Jennifer and Racine, that was her. She said, and yes, I'm triggered.
I know somebody's in the car mad that I kind of convinced them with that last one. No, I just know it.
Oh, my gosh. I love this so much. Dawn texted in and said, not the jerk. Gym hogs are my biggest pet peeves. One time I went to get on the hamstring curl machine and a girl came from the dumbbell area and had the nerve to tell me she was using it as she was holding dumbbells.
Oh, she was doing a circuit. Well, then bring the circuit by you because if you're doing that, you got to be obvious. You can't be across the gym.
Now
I'm triggered. Maybe she's not the jerk.
Now we're all triggered.
Oh,
see
Lord.
Here? Unbelievable.
Okay,
who's
the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did.
It's not easy.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
It's not easy.
Going to the gym every day. Sure isn't,
just
man.
Just life ain't easy sometimes. Let's be honest, bro. Let's be real.
Oh, man. All right. So, am I the jerk today involves someone who was at the gym waiting for, at least 45 minutes for someone to get off a machine, and
that's
they were just
she
irritated.
Said. And I,
well, she
was
said,
she
and
exaggerating?
I don't know. The
who
girl
knows?
Was already on there, too, on top of all of that.
But she got frustrated enough to go over there and say, hey, get off the machine. It's my turn.
After 45 minutes, she was like, enough already.
I'm calling her a jerk, bro. She didn't.
Stop
she didn't
it.
Ask. She demanded.
You are kidding me right now. Come on. You got to be respectful in public places, man.
And respect goes both ways. Like it was
get off the machine.
You just made yourself the most disrespectful by saying, hey, move. Get out the way.
Yeah,
you ain't
right?
Ludicrous.
Okay, fine. Let's go to the phones. You know what? I am. We haven't heard from her in a minute, but she's one of the fan favorites.
Hey.
Throw your hands in the air.
Destiny.
Gang, crush crew.
Crush crew.
Okay. Are we going to have to fight today? Because I want to know, is she the jerk for telling the girl to get off the machine, Destiny?
Oh, she ain't no jerk, girl. Move.
Really?
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't care about you and your domino effect. You're not playing, you know. Dominoes here. We're not playing for fives and tens. Go keep your book somewhere else.
Well, you should.
Nah, man,
the domino effect is on our side, DZ. Destiny.
It technically is on y'all's
side. Destiny, we want the domino effect because we're saying that she screws
it up. I know, but he was trying to convince people more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Girl, just move. If you already been on here 45 minutes, you let me know what machine at the gym is worth 45 minutes.
Well, I mean,
besides the one that you guys know that you guys probably don't get on to.
Was there a hot guy in front of me?
Hallie said, right, what's exactly the motivation?
Unless the view is good from the back.
I'm actually kidding. I look at women more than I look at men at the gym because I look at girls and I go,
girl, I know it!
Destiny!
Bye, Destiny.
Yeah! Bye.
Destiny said not the jerk.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I hung up on her. I'm not switching teams. I'm not a lesbian. I'm trying.
Destiny said, and the master plan is working. We're bringing her over to our
she
side.
Said, me and my wife, we did it. No, but seriously, I look at women because I'm actually admiring their muscles and things like that. I'm not looking at the dude's muscles. I'm looking at the girls and going, yeah, girl, you go, girl.
Yeah.
How'd you get those nice biceps, girl?
Dudes do the same thing.
To dudes or women?
Both.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, both.
They're like, yeah, look at those muscles.
I feel like gym culture is a different culture.
It is.
Yeah, you get the sleaze balls for sure, but you do get the people that are like, oh, man, you know, you got a great pump looking like you're going good today. Mm-hmm. Nice, man. What exercise is that? People big each other up in the gym. The gym community is usually connected.
For sure.
Usually. Well, not in this case, though.
Well, guess who's calling? Dawn from Muskego. Hey, Dawn.
Morning.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, you normally text in while you're working out at the gym.
I just got back, and I heard that on the radio, and I said, I'm calling, and I'm going to keep calling until I get through. Because DZ,
what?
That chick is not the jerk.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? You're a gym rat.
You're the jerk, DZ.
Serious. The question wasn't, how did I say it like a jerk? It was I a jerk for asking her to get off? And no, she wasn't, because nobody wants to spend 45 minutes on a treadmill. You want to hit that machine and you want to get out of there.
That's right.
Okay, but now I feel like we got to know what machine it was and why is there only one of them being used?
It doesn't matter.
It's about social skills and being reading the room and paying attention. When you're in a space with other people, I feel like there are just basic rules of manners. Like, okay, I'm not going to take up one community space for a ridiculous amount of time
for
because
there's
so many other spaces I could be taking up as well.
Well, and people are courteous and will normally let you take however amount of time just because they're like, oh, who knows what she's doing.
I don't want to have to ask.
But isn't that not the respectful, courteous thing, too, then? Rather than saying, hey, you've been here long enough, go. Are you, the gym police?
Yes, because she's tired of the girl not reading the room, getting off the damn machine.
Yes.
And by the way, Dawn, what do these people do? Do they work? What do they do?
45 minutes on one machine.
Look at people. There are some people at the gym
all day.
Because if I go at 11, they're there. If I go at 3, if I go at 9, I'm like,
and you know
they
haven't
work?
Left.
Like, what do you do? Like, I don't know. What?
I work from home and I get there and I get home and I log in. And sometimes if I go midday and I'm like, you can't tell me all these people are working from home.
Because they were there in the morning when she saw them.
That's right.
Oh, she's no way.
They got to be retirees. And if you retired early, good for you.
They're not.
Y'all are wild saying not the jerk, though, back to back for straight walking up and being bold. And rather than saying, hey, you mind getting up off the machine? You mind letting me work in? You mind this? You told them? You told them, get off my lawn?
Pretty much.
Yes,
off of my machine. All right, Dawn, we love you. Thanks for calling.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
See you at the gym. Last but not least, because we have two. Nobody's going with you, DZ. Nobody.
Y'all are crazy.
In fact, you're triggering people today with your attitude.
Triggy, what you trying to do about it?
Julian is in Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Hey. It's been a minute. Welcome back. You got your own theme song from calling 5 days in a row, Julian. What's going on?
I know. It's been a while. It's harder now because I took a different job position, so I don't have the free time.
I thought you were going to say, read the room. I can't get in because people are clogging the lines letting other people call.
That too. You know what I'm saying?
Like, 2-3 people getting theme songs a week now, so it's a lot harder.
Shots fired.
Big
this
time.
Man said,
the regulars?
Hold
hold on, Julie.
No, you're right.
You fought to get in, and now you're mad at the other people fighting to get in. So, okay, chill out. Chill out.
That is true.
It makes no
He's
sense.
Trying to say, get off my theme song. He's trying to say, get off my gym machine. He's trying to be selfish.
So are you going to go with DZ and actually say this girl's a jerk for telling somebody to get off a machine after 45 minutes?
Come on, Jay. Come on,
no,
Jay.
Not the jerk.
Thank you.
She's not the jerk.
Amen.
Now, see, look it. There's something called gym etiquette, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When people go to the gym, we have an agenda. We have a time limit. We know what we're going to do.
90% of us.
There's
10% that walk around aimlessly, but that's okay.
Because it's their first time there.
Fine. And where nobody's judging.
No. But you realize, right? Like, you give them courtesy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, now day and age, you're reading the room. You know what machine you want next. So if I see you sitting there just taking selfies, playing on your phone, and you're not really listening.
Hey, now we're pushing it. Now, Julie, now I'm offended.
Well, think about it.
No.
I can't take selfies.
Think about it. If you're there to do a workout, I can
do the
like,
workout.
Finish the set.
Fair.
And you check your phone for like 2 seconds. But the people that just
everybody
sit
checks
there
their phone.
And I'm watching TikTok videos or whatever, it's like, no, like, hey, how many more sets do you have to do?
Exactly. If you're taking 5 minutes, thank you, Julian.
Maybe. Fine.
But if you're just sitting there and you're not really doing anything, I'm going to ask you, hey, can I get on this?
Can I get on it?
Are you done?
It's not like the girl wasn't doing anything. The problem is she was on it for too long.
And why'd she even wait 45 minutes to begin with? I see the machine I want. If I notice somebody's doing like a superset on something, I'm going to walk up and be like, hey, you mind if I rotate in once you're done? Because that gives them the cue of, hey, don't sit here all day. Don't sit here all day.
But it's not for advice, DZ.
It isn't advice.
You the jerk?
And I tried to help y'all, but y'all don't see it.
Kim wrote in.
She is the way you ask. That's like, you're asking but telling at the same time.
Kind of. Yeah. That's true. Well, Kim texted in. She's the only one that agreed with you, DZ. She said, I feel like Holly is the jerk. She could have done other machines while waiting. What gives her the right to demand someone else get off a machine because she wants it? How does she know that girl didn't get there 2 minutes before Holly? I agree with DZ. Okay, so let's say she got there 2 minutes before. Now she's on 47 minutes on this machine and she times up, honey.
Time is up.
You're
but
out.
Kim
to
gets
be honest,
it.
I don't know anybody that spends 45 minutes on the machine unless they're doing cardio.
And that's projection.
I'm not going with it.
Well, because we get too bored with ADHD and all the, we need to move around now. These people on these machines for that long, I'm like, how are you not bored?
Well, we see these TikTokers doing exercises and we think all these exercises are 10 seconds long. They're not.
No, they're big.
They're not.
No, but if you're spending 45 minutes on a machine, you're pretty much taking your time. You're slacking there.
Yeah, you're slacking. I agree.
In all caps.
Do your sets and get out.
Do your sets, yeah. 3 to 4 sets max, that doesn't take you 45 minutes.
Thank you, Julian.
No. Julian, appreciate
thanks
you, man.
For being on the right side, my side. Have a great day.
Great to hear from you guys.
Same, bro.
Bye.
Call back again.
Bye. I love it when they say, great to hear from you, but they called us.
I'm like, and he's the one that's been gone. We've been here.
I know.
He said, good to hear from you, bro. You're the one that had to call. You're the one that had to come back.
Good to hear from you, Julian.
Shit, goofball.
In all caps, I need to read this text. Someone tell DZ I agree.
We got another one?
another comment for you. See, Christine in Milwaukee, jerk. Everything you can do on the machines, you can do with free weights. Just simulate it instead of being bothered. Okay.
That's true.
Christine, you got to know your way around the gym, though, to know those things. You got to understand how to do... It's like how when I was doing yard work, for example, and I had these bags of mulch. I told my trainer, I didn't go to the gym that day, but I carried the mulch and walked like I was doing squats.
There you go.
Across the yard.
You modified the work to work out.
It's the same thing I do at the gym.
Yep.
These are the weights. The mulch bags are the weights, and I'm squatting.
And did it feel any different?
No.
Yeah.
But you don't realize you do all these things in real life, you know?
And when
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you're dependent and relied on machines, yeah, that's a little hard to say, well, I don't know how to do hip thrust at home, or I don't know how to do hip thrust with just weight.
People don't know.
Maybe you need the machine, right?
Mm-hmm. Took me years to understand the correlation. Oh, well.
I can't believe y'all swept this out with Not the Jerk for making her move.
Woo!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.